Welcome to That's Orgasmic, a podcast discussing the orgasmic and not so orgasmic moments of all things sex, relationships, and mental health. I am your host, Emily Duncan, and I'm a sexologist who provides online sex coaching sessions to help you cultivate sexual wellness. This podcast is being recorded on Wurundjeri land. We pay our respect to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past and present. We extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today. Please enjoy this episode. Welcome back to That's Orgasmic. You are joined by your host, Emily Duncan. And today's a solo episode. You're getting just me and we're talking all about not getting matches on dating apps. This is a really common experience where, you know, you swipe and write all day long and you're just not getting the reward for the effort you're putting in. And it can be so deflating and make you be like, what is wrong with me? Am I not attractive? Why does nobody want me? Am I ever going to find love? It can just send you down that spiral. And I want to talk about it. I answered a question for a newsletter that I write for Hump Day, this dating app, and somebody wrote in, like, how do I get over the hump of not getting any matches? And I think this is such a common experience, and I couldn't fit everything I wanted to say in 500 words, so I was like, I need to do a podcast episode on this. So firstly, if this is you and you're somebody who doesn't get any, or doesn't get many, or doesn't get the matches that you want, then that's really common. I think I first want to say, I don't want you to feel like you are alone in this. This is really common. If you go and look on any of the, like, what do they call it? Like red pill sites or like Reddit threads, like there's a lot of people who have this same experience. And I've talked to people and they have had that same experience. So I guess what I wanted to do was give you some tips today on how you can try and navigate this and potentially get more matches. And if you've exhausted all options, you've tried all these things, what you can do beyond dating apps to meet people. Because honestly, I see dating going this way anyway, because a lot of us are getting sick of dating apps. I feel like they just take and take and take and like tear down your self-esteem. And when I'm talking about this, I mean like apps like Tinder, like really big ones that are swipe based, not ones like Hump Day that I mentioned earlier. But like these ones that are swipe based dating apps just can feel, it can feel fucking brutal, to be honest. So let's look at this. Let's break this down. Swipe based dating apps. What do they provide you? In your profile, you get a few photos to look at, maybe prompts that have been answered if you're using something like Hinge, and a bio. People miss the opportunity to see the real you. Like, that is hardly anything to try and gauge who a person is and what their personality is. Taking in just like their energy, their vibe, the way you hold yourself, the way you speak, how you, you know, look, because obviously in person looks different to photos. Like, it's just not the same. You can't capture it. So that's the first thing I think I want to say. If you think, you know, oh, I'm just not attractive enough, don't go down that horrible spiral that it can feel like, because dating apps just can't capture who you are. You are more than this. You are more than a few photos. And yeah, it's impossible to capture it. The next thing I want to talk about is, well, I guess I want you to do. I want you to stop and think for a second. How fast do you swipe through dating apps? How fast do you do it? When I used to do it, it used to be like, I don't know if you can hear this, if I like tap, I'd be like swiping through, just left, maybe right, and quick. Or if you're like on Tinder, it'd be like swipe, tap, 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 getting through the photos, swipe, tap, tap, tap. And people pick up a, like, you know, you get your sequence, your pattern. But what's the problem with this? Once again, People don't get the opportunity to see you. They are making their judgment in seconds of whether they think you are worthy of being their partner or not. And you can't judge somebody in seconds like that with this information. So they're taking you at a superficial level, extremely superficial, like, you know, like face value. And they're making that judgment in seconds. So that's just another problem. This next part I'm going to talk about is some statistics. They are very cisgendered heterosexual. So if you are queer, I apologize for like this next section. It's only going to be short, so you can skip through if you want. It'll be like 30 seconds to a minute. But the reason I want to talk about statistics is I want to talk about the gender makeup of dating apps. And even if you are queer, this is probably interesting to listen to. So in 2022, it came out that 78.1% of Tinder users are men and 21.9% women. They didn't have any stats there on like non-binary and trans people. There are roughly 75 million Tinder users in the world, in their monthly users. So that means, if we're breaking down the percentages, that 15 million of those users are women. And we'll assume that the other, you know, 60% of men, but obviously we know there's non-binary and trans there as well. What does that sound like to you? Because to me, that sounds like a sausage fest. A big old juicy sausage fest. I've like got that picture of that movie with those sausages that talk in the supermarket and the house. Like, this is just men everywhere. This app, Tinder in particular, is flooded with men. It's consistent across dating apps that generally there's more men than women. I'm sure there's dating apps where there's more women than men. Bumble is a dating app where it's a bit more even. But yeah, if we're looking at Tinder, which is what a lot of people use or start with at least, it is ridiculous the difference between how many users are men and how many users are women. And I want to talk about like an analogy for a second. Let's imagine you go into a bar and 80% of the people in the bar are men and 20% are women. And you want to ask these women out, but so does every other man in there. They all have the goal to ask one of these women out. What's going to happen? The women are going to go for the top 20% of men in there. Those, and I'm not just going like off appearance, how they present themselves, how they try and like court them, I guess. You know, the energy they're putting out. So the women are going to get pickier. They're going to raise their standards because why shouldn't they? When they've got so many choices, as if they're not going to go for the, you know, the best choice that they can. And this isn't a reason to resent women. If you're like a man listening, like this is not a reason to resent them or put negative energy towards them and in their choices. Because if the roles were reversed, the same thing would happen. This is just like, I don't know, this is just like nature. This is just psychology. This is what humans do. So this makes it tricky because now you really have to put your best foot forward. And you also are probably going to have some women who just get so overwhelmed and they just walk out. And this can be seen as ghosting on dating apps, where women get flooded with messages and they just go, oh, this is too much. There's too many hays here. I'm just not going to reply to anyone. I'm just not going to do this. And they get overwhelmed. And the reason I use this analogy is because I wanted you to picture this, like really picture it. Because on a dating app, you don't see your competition. You can't see that you are competing with 60 million other men. Now, obviously, there's radiuses and stuff on Tinder, and you're not actually competing with this many people. But every time there's a makeup, let's say 80% men, 20% women, that competition just got a hell of a lot harder. But all you can see is the thousands of attractive women. And you forget that there are, you know, 10 times the amount of men that are here as your competition. So I just think it's something interesting to think about, but also just to help you once again, do not blame yourself. Do not blame yourself if dating apps aren't working for you, because if you listen like to what I just said, it's kind of set up to fail. Like, it's set up to make you kind of feel shitty. It might not be their intention, but it kind of comes across that way. And this is for those big, really, like those really big company swipe-based apps. That's what I'm talking about, not these other smaller ones. But anyway, that's the statistics part of it. So if you want to keep using dating apps and try and, you know, get more matches, you need to make sure that your profile is like top tier, that you have, you know, put time and effort into actually having a profile that catches somebody's attention. So there's three things that are like the bare minimum that I think you need. First thing, three or more photos. You need at least three photos. My ideal is like five. I think five's perfect to try and capture you and your personality, but at least three, because with less than three, like how am I meant to know what type of, I don't know, person you are? Not that you can really pick up on that on photos, but like in two photos, I can't pick up your energy. Do you like, what do you like to do? Like when I look at someone's profile, they got five photos. Maybe they have one of them by themselves, one out and about. I'm like, oh, maybe they like to go outside, explore. One at them at a bar. Oh, they like to drink. Oh, one with their family. Oh, I like their family. Oh, one for pet. Oh, their pet's cute. You see what I mean? Now I've got an idea of like who they are. But if they only had two photos or one, God forbid, it's so much harder. Number two is include photos of just you. This is really important. We need one straight off the bat, just you, first photo. Let me know which one you are. If there is any profiles where it is all group photos, no, bye, next one, it's not happening. I don't want to spend the mental energy trying to work out which one you are. I don't know anyone that does. So please make sure first photo, just you. This is necessary. And then you can have photos with friends. If you've got any hobbies that you can include in a photo that you add in the scenery, adventuring, nightclubs, whatever it is, whatever captures you. Pets, people fucking love pets. There's something about it. People like eat it up. It's something easy to talk about, something easy to connect over. Most people have had a pet in their life. Most people think pets are cute. Chuck a pet in there if you've got one. Number three, use the written space well. Good answers to prompts. Have a unique bio, something that's going to grab somebody's attention, but that's also easy to reply to or will lead to better conversation. Like if somebody has, let's just average photos, but these really funny prompts, like answers like on Hinge, or like something that's really grabs your attention, or this voice note, or just something that's just like, that's hilarious. Just that little bit of effort can sometimes be the difference between somebody swiping no or right. And also, once they've swiped right on you, or you have this match, you need to treasure it. If you get this match, message them. Be unique. Don't just waste this message on a hey, or a hey, are you, a hey, how, oh my God, a hey, how are you? Use it. If you're somebody who doesn't get many matches, do not waste these opportunities. If you're unsure on how good your profile is, ask a friend, or better yet, ask a person of the gender that you're interested in. They will, you know, hopefully give you advice that is helpful, especially when I find like if I was wanting, I guess, an opinion, like let's say I'm looking at dating men, I would go to a man and be like, hey, like, what do you think of this? And now you can tell me the energy that my profile is putting out from their perspective. Obviously, that's not going to be the experience for everybody. Like what their thoughts are aren't going to be what everyone thinks, but it'll just give you a bit of an idea. And so it's just good to get someone else's opinion. You can also try people who, like dating coaches and stuff. Like there's people you can pay to do this. I do it on my sunroom. I can review your dating profile for you. So if you're somebody who wants this, like subscribe to my sunroom and I can do that for you. And yeah, help you to put your best foot forward. Also, try different dating apps. If you're using mainstream ones and they're not working, try some smaller ones, maybe just different ones. That might be all that you need to start, you know, changing this up. If you do decide to update your profile, I recommend resetting your dating app so it's fresh and so that people, you know, see you again and see this newer, improved profile. You don't want to do this too much though, because if people see you like, you know, every month or week, they start to be like, oh, this is that same person. Why are they deleting it? It gets suspicious, because a lot of us remember, I don't know, at least I did when I had dating apps, I would remember who I had seen multiple times. So let's say you do all the work to improve your dating profile. but it's still just not working. You're not getting the matches. It's not worth the effort that you're putting into it. It's not the end of the world. There are other things you can do. Try in-person dating events. This might sound terrifying, but bear with me. In-person dating events allow you to meet new people with like a low pressure, especially like, you know, like singles events. You don't have to ask anyone on a date. You don't have to click with anyone. You just go, you're just talking to people. And this is great practice for doing that, for practicing flirting and talking. Go there, chat to people. You'll probably learn new things. You'll maybe make friends. You'll maybe find a connection. Being in person is so much better because you can feel someone's energy straight away. You can feel if there's chemistry. It's just such a different experience to flicking through a dating app. And you know, you also get to explore different parts of where you live, try different things, because often a lot of dating events will also have something else tied into it, like painting or an event thing, hobby, whatever, an activity. That's what I'm looking for, an activity. Maybe it's a run club, you know, try it out. Hump Day that I was talking about before, if you're in Australia, in Melbourne or Sydney at the moment, they've got single events. Like when I say single, like a single person, if you're single, events for singles. Each week on Wednesdays. If you don't have access to that, I know like majority of my listeners are American, Google dating events, speed dating, whatever it is. Go on an app. I don't know if you have this in America. It's Eventbrite. It's like an app that shows you all the events that are happening in your local area. See if there's any dating events and go. Push yourself and think of it as like a pre-date. Like going to this dating event is a pre-date. You're getting exposure to different people, getting to know different personalities, working out what do you like, what do you not like, what do you want in a partner. And then if there is someone with chemistry, this is a pre-date, and then you can ask them to go on a date and, you know, do the proper first date things. If dating apps are inaccessible, there's still plenty of other options available. So when it comes to dating, you need to meet new people. You want to meet new people to be able to find, you know, this person you want to date. So go find new people. If you have any hobbies, find groups or classes with people who have the same interest. If you are invited to any events where there are people you don't know, go. Please go, because this one's great. You have an anchor. You have people you know, or one person you know is like your anchors there, but you're getting exposed to new people. Go to that party, that event, whatever it is. Try a new gym. Try new gym classes and go consistently at the same times each week to try and like vibe people out. Maybe you start building connections, start having some chatter when a gym class ends or something. If you don't want to change gyms or a gym class, start going at different times if you can to see who comes at 4 o'clock, who comes at 6 o'clock. Like, you know what I mean? Just getting exposure to new people. Remember at the start of this episode when I said how many men use dating apps versus women? Well, I want you to think about this when it comes to going to in-person events, classes, things related to your hobby, gym, whatever. You want to put yourself in places where you stand out. So if you're interested in men, going to a place where there's more men. If you're interested in women, going to a place where there's more women than men or other people. And see what happens. Now that you're like the minority in that space, I guess, you might find that you're getting more interest. Maybe it's easier, like trying to interact with people and grab their attention and have meaningful conversations or whatever. But yeah, just putting yourself in places where you do stand out. And that doesn't even have to be a gender thing. Like even just, you know, going to a group, like, I don't know, a book club, and it's not the type of thing you normally go to, or you don't look like the type of person that goes to a book club. You're going to stand out. So yeah, that's a tip. And the reason I, you know, also thought of this was I listened to a podcast of from The Diary of a CEO, and Paul Brunson spoke on there. So it's Paul Brunson's episode, and it was fascinating. He's a matchmaker and he does all the algorithm stuff for apps like Tinder, and this was one of his bits of advice. You need to be seen as like high value, and something that can do that is by standing out, by being the almost the odd one out in a space. So I recommend going and listening to that episode to listen to his advice, because it was actually, I think, really valuable if you're somebody that is wanting to date. Another thing you can do that I think you should do, tell the people in your life you want to date. Don't be embarrassed about it. Don't feel shame about it. Tell them. Because if you tell people you are dating, then they can take you to events. They can be like, oh yeah, you know, Alex is single. Let's bring them to the event. Like, oh, this person I know there is single. They might be interested. Or even not thinking about events, just telling people and talking to people about the fact you want to date, got it, that then puts in their mind, okay, Alex wants to date. Oh, I know someone that's single. Let's set them up. It means that people can It just means that people can have you in the back of their mind, can think of you, and provide you with opportunities to meet people too. So yeah, I always recommend talking to your friends about it. Anyway, that's my advice for what to do if you're not getting any matches. And there's definitely more things that you can do or actions you can take, but I think that's a really good start, a solid start. And really, I want you to be kind to yourself when you're on your dating journey. It's not always easy, but there's, you know, so many opportunities for growth and connection and new experiences and fun. And yeah, I just think that you shouldn't beat yourself up if dating apps aren't working for you, because there's so many other options. And there's heaps of cool new dating apps coming out that aren't the traditional ones that people have battled with, honestly, for so long. So yeah, if you want any advice on your dating profile, please reach out. As I said, I do it through my sunroom dating profile reviews. But yeah, I should probably say my sunroom is That's Orgasmic, and I'll pop it in the show notes as well. And it's cheaper if you sign up on the website for a membership, so I recommend that. But then you can download the app and access it there and message me and get my thoughts and opinions. But yeah, that's all from me, Shaggers. So thank you so much for listening. And as always, please reach out with any comments, questions, or stories, even to my Instagram at That's Orgasmic, my sunroom at That's Orgasmic, or my email, emilyduncan@thatsorgasmic.com. Please subscribe whatever platform you still listen to this podcast, as it means the world and helps you reach more people, and leave a review, because I'd love to know what you're thinking. So thank you, Shaggers, and I'll see you next week.